My TOEFL IBT newsletter is coming soon. Many of you have been asking me questions about the TOEFL IBT. Therefore, through the use of videos and written instruction, I'll give you answers. If you've given me your email address and your name, you will be contacted about the inexpensively priced newsletter. Jam-packed full of TOEFL tips, the newsletter is aimed at people who have high intermediate to advanced English skills, have not taken TOEFL but are planning on taking the test soon, have taken TOEFL before but did not get the desired score, are not planning on taking TOEFL but are planning on attending an English-speaking university. Here are the topics for the first newsletter. Direct from TOEFL headquarters, updates, tips, testing information, video review. I review a video by Rebecca ESL. Her video is about how to structure your TOEFL essay. Of course, you'll also get to watch it. Vocabulary tips. How do I improve my TOEFL IBT vocabulary skills? Vocabulary building strategies for the TOEFL IBT. A study skill technique for maximum TOEFL IBT vocabulary retention. Pronunciation tips, video, how do I improve my word stress during TOEFL IBT speaking, particularly with compound nouns, two noun compounds, reflexive pronouns, and 10 and teen numbers. Video, what are some additional word stress tips for TOEFL IBT speaking, especially with compound adverbs, two word verbs, two syllable nouns and verbs, verbs with prefixes, abbreviations, and symbols, and learning how to predict stress with suffixes and word endings. Grammar tips. What are some stylistic techniques to make my TOEFL IBT writing and speaking shine? What are different types of sentence structures I can use during TOEFL IBT speaking and writing? Listening tips. Why is note-taking important to TOEFL IBT? How do I take faster notes? How can I create my own abbreviations and symbols? What are some common symbols I can use when note taking? What are some common abbreviations I can use when note taking? How do I determine what is most important in a lecture? How do speakers in a lecture indicate an important point? Reading tips. In addition to the note taking information tips I learned while listening, what other effective note-taking methods should I use for TOEFL IBT reading passages? Video, how do I quote, summarize, and paraphrase information from TOEFL IBT listening and reading passages? What kinds of words will help me to understand the relationship among ideas in a reading passage or lecture? Writing tips. Do you have a sample essay of the TOEFL IBT independent writing task? Of course I do. What pre-writing strategies should I use for TOEFL IBT independent writing? Speaking tips. What pre-speaking strategies should I use for TOEFL IBT independent speaking? What types of personal experience speaking tasks will I have to speak about? What kinds of speaking tasks are included on the Personal Preference Independent Speaking Task 1? What kinds of speaking tasks are included on the Pair Choice Independent Speaking Task 2? And finally, TOEFL IBT game. You can't just work hard all the time. You also have to have fun. I include a link and review an ESL game designed to improve your English proficiency. For more information, check your email. Now, if you haven't signed in your name and your primary email address, if you look at the very top of my blog, the top right-hand corner, it says Send Me TOEFL Tips. If you put your name and primary email address there, I will contact you and tell you about the newsletter. Guess what? You're not going to believe this. The first issue of the newsletter. everything that you see, everything I just talked about, is $1. Now, between you and me, I'm never going to make any of my products expensive. The most any of my newsletters will ever cost is $10 a month. That's it.